Good morning.
大家早。
It's good to be with you after being with your children.
与弟兄姊妹与这些年轻人在一起实在是好。
And I want to thank you again for the opportunity that you've given me by inviting me to be a part of this conference.
在这一次的特会当中，我再有机会能够成为这一部分，感谢大家。
I'd like to turn us to three scriptures.
我们要读三处的圣经。
The first one is in the little letter of Philemon.
首先要来看腓利门书。
Starting with verse 23.
第二十三节。
Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers.
为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴弗问你安。与我同工的马可、亚里达古、迪马、路加也都问你安。
And then in Colossians chapter 4,
哥罗西书第四章，
starting in verse 10,
第十节。
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.
与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安。巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到你们那里，你们就接待他。
And then verse 14 it says, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you.
十四节，所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安。
And then finally in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
再看提摩太后书第四章。
Starting with verse 9.
第九节。
Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry.
你要赶紧的到我这里来，因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了，格勒士往加拉太去。提多往达马太去，独有路加在我这里。你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the open heaven we had at the table.
主啊，感谢你早晨在你的面前，我们有敞开的天。
And we thank you for the light that brought us to the table.
我们感谢你的亮光，叫领我们到你的桌前。
And now, since heaven is open, we're asking that that light would also come down to us and open your word.
如今这天是向我们敞开，我们更求那亮光来照亮我们。
We ask for your speaking into our lives through it by the Holy Spirit today.
我们求你借着圣灵向我们的里面来说话。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣的名。Amen.
Okay, now I have a tendency to mumble. So if I'm mumbling, tell me to speak up.
假如我忽然停下，你要叫我赶快来说。
I won't be offended.
我不会被大家激怒。
Now I read you all these farewell messages.
我已经读了许多再见的信息。
And maybe it's because I'm leaving today and I'm bidding you farewell.
也许是因为今天我就要离开了，所以跟大家分享这再见的信息。
But in these farewell messages, there are two brothers I would like to take. I would like to look at.
但在刚才所提到这些有两个弟兄，我要说到。
So we're going to look at a kind of a tale of two young men.
我们要来看两个年轻人的故事。
Both of them servants of Jesus Christ.
这两个人都服侍耶稣基督。
Both served with the Apostle Paul.
都与保罗一同服侍。
Both helped in spreading the word of the gospel.
两个人都一起来传福音。
Both helped in establishing local assemblies.
也在各处设立教会。
But their ends were different.
但是他们的结局不同。
In the last set of verses we read in 2 Timothy, we see that Demas forsook Paul.
我们可以看见在提摩太后书讲到迪马他就离开了保罗。
Now, he wasn't alone in this because Paul also says that all Asia had deserted him.
他不是独自一个人离开，保罗说到全亚细亚都离开他了。
In the end, it says Mark was useful to Paul for ministry.
后来他就说到马可在传福音的事上与我有益处。
Why these two different ends for these two brothers?
为什么这两个弟兄有两种不同的结局呢？
And so that's what we kind of want to look at today, and then I want to bring it all to a close and apply it to our time of conference.
我们今天就要来看这两个人，也要来应用在我们生活上。
You know, when it's talking about Demas, Demas was with Paul in his imprisonment.
迪马是与保罗一同坐监的。
And we see that in Philemon and Colossians, just to put this in perspective, that was during Paul's first imprisonment.
当腓利门书还有哥罗西书是讲到保罗第一次坐监的时候。
So during Paul's first imprisonment, already what had happened is Christian churches were already established throughout the Middle East, through Turkey and Greece.
那个时候保罗第一次坐监的时候，教会已经在中东，在小亚细亚已经建立了一些的教会。
And Paul's first imprisonment was not as bad for Paul as compared, say, if you remember in Philippians.
保罗第一次坐监的时候，跟在腓立比书里面讲到的，他并不会差很多。
I should have said Philippi, not Philippians. I'm sorry.
在腓立比书。
And you find that imprisonment in Acts chapter 16.
你看见在使徒行传第十六章讲到他坐监的事情。
And if you remember in that imprisonment, Paul first was beaten with rods in public, and then he was thrown into a prison, and his feet were put in stocks.
在那里，他在当众被击打，然后在关在监里的时候，脚上是被绑了木狗。
But his first imprisonment in Rome was different.
但是他在第一次罗马监牢里面是完全不一样。
He had his own apartment.
他有自己的房间。
He was allowed to have visitors.
他也容许有访客。
He was allowed to communicate with the outside.
他被容许跟外界有交通。
And you remember, he wrote those prison epistles, Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians from prison.
所以他在监狱里面就写了腓立比书、哥罗西书。
And he was also free to share the gospel, because if you remember, he even shared with those guards that were chained to him.
他也有自由能够向那些狱卒来传福音。
Christianity was looked at a welcome alternative to the immorality, the sensuality, and the pointlessness of pagan religions of Rome.
在罗马那个时代有许多的异教，但是基督教却是在那里受到欢迎的。
There was an openness to Christ and an openness to the gospel.
他们向着基督，向着福音是敞开的。
That's a lot like the 1960s or the late 1960s and the early 1970s for us in North America.
就有点像1960年、1970年代的北美洲。
During those times, Jesus Christ was looked at as an alternative to be considered among many other things.
在那里，基督教像是在让人们可以接受的。
And so there was an openness to him in the gospel at that time as well.
所以在那个时候，他可以有自由来传福音。
There, you know, there was such an openness during this time that they even made rock and roll songs about Jesus.
现在还有一些的摇滚乐也是讲到了耶稣基督。
And I'm not talking about Christian songs. I'm talking about secular rock and roll songs.
我不是讲到一些很属世的一些音乐。
Now I know you guys don't know this one, but.
也许大家对这不了解。
One of the songs that came out was Jesus is just all right with me.
有一首诗歌，有一个歌就讲到说，耶稣对我是好的。
And for those of you that are familiar with that, that was the Doobie Brothers, and they came from San Francisco. That's to tell you how open things were.
那是有一个团体叫做 Doobie Brothers， 他们是从San Francisco 旧金山来的。
You did Doobie Brothers really good.
Yes, I did.
Okay. But 2 Timothy was written during a second imprisonment.
但是提摩太后书是在他第二次进监牢的时候所写的。
And his second imprisonment was much harsher and even led to his being martyred.
在那个时候他所传讲的被人家所讥笑，他在那里境遇不好。
During this imprisonment, which was just a few years later, Jesus Christ wasn't popular anymore.
在他进监牢了不久，耶稣基督就不受欢迎了。
The Roman Emperor Nero even blamed Christians for the burning down of Rome. Which wasn't true. I'm sorry. Which wasn't true, but he blamed them anyway.
虽然并不是他们烧了罗马城，但是他嫁祸给基督徒。
And these things led to the persecution of Christians in the whole Roman Empire.
所以在罗马帝国里面就对基督徒有逼迫。
And like today, Christians at that time and Christianity at that time were not thought of very highly, and even as enemies to the empire.
就像当今的基督教就被世代认为是他们的仇敌。
Now maybe this had something to do with Demas's forsaking Paul.
这在后来就讲到了迪马。
Paul did say that Demas forsook him because he loved this present world.
保罗说迪马贪爱世界，所以就离开了他。
Now what does he mean by loving this present world?
他怎么样来说是贪爱呢？
Now you know. I think sometimes we think that you love the world, that means you just leave Christ behind and you just go jump wholeheartedly into the world and you do all sorts of bad things.
假如我们说贪爱世界就是把耶稣抛在后面，然后全心的去爱世界了。
We become gross sinners.
我们就好像是一个罪人。
But I don't think in the word for He forsook me and loved this present world. That is not the way that word translates.
但是在这里说到的贪爱并不是我们刚才所说的。
I think loving this present world is much more subtle.
我们现在的贪爱世界是更严重。
Maybe it started with coveting the goods of the world.
也许就是对于世上的事情有爱好。
Maybe like in 1 John explains, he fell in love with the things of the world.
就像约翰一书里面讲的，对于世界有贪爱。
He was lured by the lusts of the eyes, the lusts of the flesh, and the pride of life.
有眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲，我们被这些所引诱。
He sought the comfort of living in this world, not just the things that the world offered, but the comfort of living in the world.
他乃是对于这世上的生活的舒服有贪爱。
But also the knowing that he could live in this world and still be saved.
但是活在这个世上依然是很安全的。
In other words, he could not ruffle the waters around him. You know, not stir up the water.
他不需要把这一滩水就搅和了。
He would not make waves among the society that he lived in.
对于他所住的这个社会，他不会起许多的风波。
In other words, he wanted the peace of this world.
他所想要的是这世上的平安。
The peace that comes from this world.
这平安乃是从世上来的。
The peace that's in this world for its own.
这平安乃是为了他自己的。
And I think he's a lot like Lot in the Old Testament.
迪马也就像是旧约里面的罗德。
You remember how Lot settled in Sodom?
你记得罗德他住在索多玛。
And while he lived in Sodom, he lived at peace with the people in Sodom.
他住在索多玛就与当地的人和平的相处。
Even though in 2 Peter, I believe it's chapter 1, it talks about Lot being righteous Lot.
在彼得后书曾经有讲到罗德是个义人。
Righteous Lot lived in peace in the society of Sodom.
这个义人罗德他住在一个平安的社会，是在索多玛。
Even though he lived in such a city that was so worldly and impure.
在那个索多玛是属世非常的污秽。
He was at peace with the practices of the people in Sodom.
但是对于他索多玛所做的一切，罗德不以为意。
Even though it bothered him, because in 2 Peter it says his righteous soul was vexed or bothered.
罗德的心为着索多玛就忧伤。
But the thing was, he could live in that world as a Christian, so to speak, or as an Abraham follower, and still not be persecuted.
但是他作为一个基督徒，作为亚伯拉罕的侄子，他却能够在那里和平的相处。
He tolerated the world he lived in, so the world that he lived in would tolerate him.
他忍受那个世界，那个世界也忍受他。
You know, the Jews at the time of Jesus also tolerated the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire tolerated them.
在耶稣时代的犹太人，他们就忍受罗马，罗马也忍受了犹太人。
And I think this has something to do with Demas forsaking Paul, loving this present world.
这就讲到罗马怎么样，迪马怎样贪爱世界了。
I think in part he was fleeing the consequences of following Jesus Christ with a full heart.
迪马他就逃避了跟随耶稣基督所要发生的后果。
That following of Jesus that makes us the enemy of this world.
你若跟随耶稣基督就要做这世界的仇敌。
Even fleeing the cross of Christ in order to have the peace of this world.
他为着世界他就逃避了耶稣基督的十字架。
You know, if you continue with Paul, Paul was so different than a lot of Christians at the time.
保罗在那个时代与许多的基督徒是不同的。
Paul was willing to say this, I will let you crucify me.
我会，保罗说，我会让，让你来将我钉十字架。
I will let you crucify me for who I am and what I believe.
我会让你钉十字架来表明我所是的。
But I will stand in this world for Christ.
但是在这世上，我为主耶稣，我要站立。
Now, what about Mark?
那再说到马可。
You know, Mark. If you read the scriptures, Mark is talked about in the book of Acts.
马可在《使徒行传》曾经提到。
I think in the book of Acts, you'll find him in chapter 13 because he goes on the missionary journey with Paul.
在《使徒行传》第十三章讲到马可跟从保罗去第一次的传道。
Yeah, he went with Paul and Barnabas, and I think you'll find his name called John Mark.
他跟着保罗跟着巴拿巴去，那时候他叫马可约翰。
Now, before Mark went on his missionary journey with these two brothers, he lived in the Jerusalem vicinity.
在马可去传福音之前，他是住在耶路撒冷。
And he lived at the time of Christ, and he lived during the time of Pentecost.
他住在基督的时代，住在那五旬节的时代。
So we could say that he lived during very exciting times for those who were believers.
他所活的那个时代是对基督徒来说是很惊讶的。
He saw healings.
他觉得是他活着。
He saw miracles there in Jerusalem among the apostles.
他看见那些神迹奇事。
He saw them give bold sermons and many people come to the Lord.
他看见有人传福音，就有许多人相信。
How exciting a time that must have been to live in.
在那个是多么的刺激的年代。
Wouldn't you like to be a part of that?
难道你不想在那个世代吗？
To be riding the coattails of that, seeing it, and being in meetings where things like this has happened, wouldn't you just love that?
当在那个聚会当中，你就是喜爱。
And yet, despite having all this experience and seeing all these things and being a part of all these things,
虽然他曾经经历也是在这些事情的当中
，Mark deserted Paul.
但是马可却离弃了保罗。
You get toward the middle of that chapter in chapter 13, you see John Mark leaves.
在《使徒行传》十三章就说到马可就离开了保罗。
And it wasn't long into the journey.
然后他就不去传道了。
Now, most commentators will tell you that Mark left because he found the goings were too tough.
很多的解经书讲到说，马可觉得去传福音太苦了。
I mean, here he's used to all this good stuff happening, and you know, when he starts to go with Paul and Barnabas, all of a sudden a little persecution sets in, a little hard time set in. You still might have miracles, but this hard stuff starts coming.
当跟从保罗虽然看见神迹奇事，但是有许多的逼迫就来了。
The excitement of the times were kind of replaced by the reality of serving the Lord.
从前的那些刺激好的事物就被这些的逼迫所取代。
So we got knocked out of the race.
所以在这个奔跑上面就被击倒了。
And if you remember, if you read in the scriptures later, like in Mark, especially I believe in Acts 16, you find that Paul would have said, if you asked Paul about Mark, you would have said, well, he forsook me.
在《使徒行传》十六章就讲到了保罗怎么说到马可离弃了他。
And as a matter of fact, when Barnabas wanted to take Mark back with him on their next missionary journey, Paul said, no way, he's not coming with us, he's a quitter.
但是巴拿巴想要带马可再回到传福音的行列，保罗就拒绝了。
But Mark was recovered.
但是马可被恢复了。
And that's what we want to see. How was he recovered?
这就是我们要看他是如何被恢复的呢？
Well, I think the first thing he did was he went back home.
首先是他回到了家。
Isn't that where we usually go when we've had a hard time? We go back home.
当我们遇到艰难的时候，第一件事情就是想到回家。
We go back home where mom will cook us dinner and wash our laundry.
回到家，妈妈就会煮饭，会帮你洗衣服。
We get smothered with that comfort.
你又享受那样的舒服。
But the thing is, going back home, there was one person back home that I think was the providence of God. Mark went back home.
但是我认为那是主的恩典，使他能够回到家里。
You know who was the top dog in Jerusalem as far as Christians go at that time? Do you know?
在那个时候，耶路撒冷是谁最出名呢
？Was the Apostle Peter?
是使徒彼得。
Peter was in Jerusalem. He was doing the work of the Lord still there in Jerusalem.
彼得就在耶路撒冷为主做工。
And you know, I believe that Peter was familiar with Mark because they had a meeting in Mark's mother's house.
彼得认识马可，因为他们曾经在马可的家中的楼上聚会。
They believed that Mark's mom was the house where Peter, after he was escaped from prison, miraculously by an angel, came knocking at the door and said, "You know, here I am."
当彼得被从监牢当中被天使拯救的时候，他首先就回到马可的家。
So I believe that, you know, Peter just happened to be, you know, they having meetings and stuff, would be at that house every now and then.
所以彼得就曾经在那个楼上聚会过。
And I'll tell you why this is an important thing.
我告诉你这是怎么样的重要。
Because Peter knew failure.
因为彼得也曾经失败。
Peter knew what it was like to deny the Lord.
彼得曾经否认主。
You remember, he denied him three times after he said adamantly, I will die with you.
当他说到我甚至要与你同死的之后，他三次否认主。
And if you remember, the Lord Jesus told him he was going to do that.
当我们也记得耶稣告诉彼得说你会否认我。
And you remember he said that Satan is going to sift you like wheat.
撒旦要筛你如同筛麦子一样。
But the Lord restored Peter.
但是主耶稣他恢复了彼得。
And if you remember in that little prophecy that he told Peter when Satan was going to sift him.
在耶稣曾经说到为彼得说了一个预言。
He said, after you're recovered, strengthen your brethren.
当你回头之后，你要坚固你的弟兄。
You know, that wasn't lost on Peter.
那个不是真实的彼得。
Even though, if you look at probably the age difference between Peter and Mark, probably 20 or 30 years.
虽然彼得跟马可之间差了二三十岁。
Peter didn't say, well, he's just a kid, he's just not that important, he'll learn later on.
他没有说马可只是一个小孩，他会犯错。
No, I think that Peter ministered to Mark.
我想彼得曾经教导过马可。
Matter of fact, I know he did.
我知道他曾经这么做。
Matter of fact, I know how he ministered to him also.
他如何的教导马可。
He shared the gospel with him.
他将福音传给他。
Because if you remember, it's Mark's gospel is actually Peter's telling of the story of the life of Jesus Christ.
因为马可福音实际上就是彼得将福音告诉了马可。
And the other thing about that is Mark's gospel is known as the gospel of the servant.
马可福音是讲到一个仆人的福音。
And so Peter unveiled to Mark what it was to be a servant.
彼得告诉马可要如何成为一个仆人。
Not in a way to say, you see, you missed the mark, Mark.
不是因为你已经教导了马可了。
But to say that, you know, when you look at the Lord Jesus,
当你转眼看耶稣,
he faced hardship.
你会遇见艰难。
That service isn't just going to be just an easy thing, but he showed him that perfect servant.
服侍不是一件简单的事情，但是你需要来服侍。
That servant who was able to go through hardships and yet come through them.
你要服侍必须能够经过这些的困难。
And so he brought this good news to Mark.
所以他将这好消息带给马可。
And that's what the gospel means, good news.
所以福音就是好消息。
And it's not just kind of some common good news like, oh, the Dodgers won last night.
不是一个平常的好消息，神爱世人。
Or the Yankees lost, good news.
或者说这个美国人可以做。
But it was news so good that it changed your life.
这个好消息是如此的好，它能够改变你的生命。
And I believe that through this, Mark was given a whole new vision of Jesus Christ.
马可就得着了一个完全不同耶稣基督的启示。
And I think Peter also conveyed to him that, you know, it's not trying to be like Jesus, but it's the very life of Jesus that comes into you and enables you to serve.
乃是耶稣基督的生命进到你的里面，所以你才能够来服侍他。
Because that's the exact thing that Peter found.
这就是彼得所发现的。
You remember the last time you see the Gospel of John when the Lord is saying, will you tend my sheep or do you love me? Peter can't even raise his head to the same level.
当约翰福音的结尾，当耶稣问彼得说，你爱我吗？你要来眷顾我的羊群，彼得甚至不敢抬头。
So he came to the place that he couldn't even trust himself to do what the Lord was asking him to do.
彼得甚至没有办法信任他自己能够做主的工。
But on Pentecost, Peter was enlivened by the Holy Spirit.
但是在五旬节的时候，他就被圣灵所充满。
And the Peter of Acts is not the Peter of John chapter 20.
所以彼得就不再是从前约翰福音里面所说到的彼得。
He's an empowered Peter.
他是一个被能力所充满的彼得。
Empowered by the Holy Spirit.
乃是被圣灵所充满。
Then the other thing was, he met Barnabas again.
那后来他又遇见了巴拿巴。
You know, Barnabas, his name means son of encouragement.
巴拿巴的名字的意思就是劝慰者。
And that's not even his real name.
这还不是他真实的名字。
I think his real name is Joseph.
我想他实际上他真的名字叫做约瑟。
And it's the apostles and the members of the body of Christ that gave him this name, Barnabas.
乃是他接受耶稣之后，他们给他一个新的名字。
Because it fit his ministry to the saints.
因为这样子就能够在他的服事上是很切合的。
And it was even Barnabas, who encouraged, I believe he encouraged Paul to take Mark.
巴拿巴也鼓励保罗能够带着马可去。
And I'll bet you it was Barnabas that even encouraged Mark to go with him.
我也跟你打赌，实在是巴拿巴告诉马可说你可以去的。
But after Mark left, you know, Paul and Barnabas went and continued their journey.
当马可离开他们之后，保罗和巴拿巴依然去传道。
And Barnabas probably wouldn't have ever come back to Jerusalem except because of their missionary journey, he had some Gentiles being converted.
当巴拿巴与保罗去传道之后，他们曾经回到耶路撒冷，为着外邦人的事情。
And there became a question, should the Gentiles have to become like Jews first to be Christians or not?
他们就问了，外邦人是不是也要像犹太人一样守这些律法呢？
And so Paul and Barnabas came back down to Jerusalem to bring it before the pillars of the church.
所以巴拿巴跟保罗把这个事情带回到耶路撒冷去询问当时教会的柱石。
And they think that between the time that probably Mark left Paul and Barnabas,
在那个时候，马可已经离开了保罗和巴拿巴。
And Paul and Barnabas coming back to Jerusalem in Acts chapter 15.
所以在《使徒行传》十五章的时候，看见保罗、巴拿巴回到耶路撒冷。
That probably about 5 years had passed.
已经过了五年。
Now, I believe that when they came back to Jerusalem, since Barnabas was related to Mark,
过了五年之后，巴拿巴又遇见了马可。
That I think he searched Mark out.
我想是实际上是巴拿巴去寻找了马可。
I think he went looking for him.
他四处去寻找。
Not to scold him.
不是要来责备。
But to encourage him.
乃是要鼓励他。
And the reason why I think this is because he did the very same thing when he was sent up to Antioch to check out what was going on there.
我想巴拿巴曾经也被这样鼓励去了安提阿。
If you remember when he went back to Antioch and he saw what was happening, he went to Tarsus to look for Paul.
当他巴拿巴到了安提阿，看见当时的情况，他就去了大树寻找了保罗。
And if you remember when Paul first got converted, nobody trusted him.
当保罗相信主之后，在那里没有人相信保罗会相信。
Here he was a persecutor in the church. Why is anybody going to trust him?
保罗是一个逼迫教会的，他怎么可能相信呢？
But Barnabas came alongside of them.
但是巴拿巴与保罗在一起。
And they said, after they sent Paul back off to Tarsus, Barnabas remembered, he goes, we need somebody here to help us out, and he went looking for Paul.
当保罗回去了大树，巴拿巴觉得说这里有需要，所以他又到了大树将保罗找回来。
Now I think that when Barnabas found Mark, I think he encouraged him.
当巴拿巴找到马可之后，就鼓励了他。
I think he drew him out again into service. But put it this way, he knew firsthand of Mark's failure.
巴拿巴知道马可怎么样的失败。
But knowing firsthand of someone's failure doesn't mean you write them off.
当你知道一个人失败的第一手消息之后，你不是就离开了他？
Remember, it says, you know, if one sheep strays from the 99, the Lord leaves them and lets them die.
当有一只羊迷失了，是不是就撇下那99只呢？
Doesn't that say that in Scripture that he lets them die?
是这样子说，就让那只羊去死吗？是不是这样呢？
No, he doesn't. Right, he goes looking for the one, leaves the 99 and looks for the one.
不是的，他乃是撇下那99只去寻找那迷失的一只。
Even though he might have just deserted it willfully.
有可能他就把这些都离弃了。
And I think Barnabas went and encouraged Mark back.
巴拿巴就鼓励马可能够回来。
Now, don't think that all encouragement is positive.
不要觉得所有的鼓励都是正面的。
Sometimes you have to be taken to task and say, you know what you did was wrong.
有些时候你必须被教导说你从前所做的是错的。
But I'm not going to leave you in that place because, you know, the Lord has died for you. Let's get past that. You're wrong. Ask forgiveness. Let's move on.
但是你要知道耶稣基督原谅你，你要离开那个地位，要继续往前。
You know, I really think that Barnabas knew that the Lord had called Mark into service.
巴拿巴实在知道主耶稣呼召马可要来服事。
And Barnabas then took Mark under his wing.
于是巴拿巴就又带着马可。
I really think that kind of Mark was discipled by Barnabas.
我想是的，马可实在是巴拿巴的门徒。
Now, we know also that that Mark was also with Peter, maybe in some of his travels, because it talks about that at the end of 1 Peter.
马可也曾经与彼得一同旅行传福音。
And so we see Mark being restored back into the Lord and back to service.
所以马可就被挽回，能够回来服侍主。
And after he's with Peter, we find out that he's in the first imprisonment with Paul.
当我们发现他在第一次保罗被监禁的时候与他们在一起。
And then finally we find Paul calling for Mark to be brought to him because he's useful to him.
后来我们就发现保罗希望马可能够回来，因为在传福音事上有益处。
Isn't it wonderful that here Paul probably said, "I don't want this guy anymore." He, you know, he's a quitter. That all of a sudden he says, "I want him. He's useful."
这实在是巴拿巴所做的。他不再是一个逃跑的人，他能够回来传福音。
Isn't that a wonderful picture of being restored?
能够被挽回，实在是不是一个很美的一幅图画呢？
So Mark was fully recovered.
所以马可被完全全然的被挽回来。
Even though he was at one time like Demas, having forsaken Paul.
虽然马可曾经像迪马一样离开了保罗。
Now, why these two tales?
但是为什么要讲这两个人的故事呢？
And this is really what I want to talk about. And I'm not going to talk about it too long, but These are the things I really want to say.
我想要向大家所说的就是
There are two reasons why I brought these two brothers up.
有两个原因我要讲这两个人的故事。
The first reason why I brought him up is for you younger saints.
首先要为的这些较年轻的圣徒。
You guys that are in junior high, high school, starting to go to college, you know, starting to get in the world, you're starting to get your feet set on good ground.
你们这些在初中、高中了以后要上大学，要将来会有一个很好的根基。
And especially for those of you that attended this conference here.
特别是为那些曾经参加特会的。
You know, for example, you guys that went to the conference, you've already been through your first imprisonment.
你们去参加的特会就好像你们曾经进了第一次的监牢。
And it was like Paul's first imprisonment. It wasn't too bad.
就好像保罗第一次的在监牢里面并不太坏。
The worst thing about it was no electronics.
但是不好的就是你不能有电子产品。
But you made do, didn't you?
但是你还是能够存活下来。
Even though some of you are still shaking right now.
虽然有些人觉得非常的。
Your thumbs are twitching.
你发现你还是想要去碰那些东西。
So you guys have already been imprisoned in Ancaster.
所以你们在安开始已经住了一次监牢。
But you know what you have in common. What else you have in common with that first imprisonment of Paul?
但是还有什么跟保罗第一次被监禁一样的呢？
You went there willingly.
你们是甘心情愿的进去。
You signed up for it.
你们是报了名要去的。
And you know, Paul, when he was his first imprisonment, he went because he appealed to Caesar.
当保罗被第一次入监的时候呢，是他要去上告该撒。
He was appealing because they're going to kill him, so he appealed to Caesar, and so he willingly was taken to Rome to be in prison.
因为有人要杀害他，所以他要向该撒上告。
And to await the trial of Caesar.
要等候该撒的审判。
When you signed up for this conference, you appealed to the Lord.
当你报名来参加特会的时候，乃是向主来提告。
What the conference was about is you appealed to the Lord to know the truth.
你向主，你报名乃是向主提告说什么是真理。
To know him.
你要认识他。
And to know what you should do.
然后知道你当如何行。
Because that was the theme of the conference, right?
那个就是特会的主题。
And when you were in your prison in Ancaster,
当你在安开斯特在监牢里，
some of you guys had your own little private apartments.
有些人有自己住宿的地方。
Right? With other saints, right?
跟其他的人一起。
Chained to your guards, your room people, right?
就像是你被绑在监牢里面。
But you were in your prison with people of a like mind.
你在那监牢里面就是与一些与你一样的人在一起。
Just like Paul, when he's writing to Philemon and the Colossians, he's talking about these people that are with him in prison.
他就像保罗曾经写信给腓利门、哥罗西那里的人一样。
And he's calling them his fellow workers, and you know the guys who are laboring with him in the gospel.
就是那些与在福音上与他一同劳苦的人。
And now you're home.The first imprisonment is done.
现在你回家了，你第一次监禁已经结束了。
And now you're on the verge of being in your second imprisonment.
但是你就在第二次入监的边缘了。
And that second imprisonment is not going to be like the first imprisonment.
第二次的监禁就不会像第一次那么好了。
It's going to be more hostile.
那有更多的艰难。
Because now you're going to be imprisoned in this world, in this culture, the school culture, the world culture.
你第二次的监禁就是在这世上这些文化的监禁，在学校的监禁里面。
Just like Daniel in Babylon, he went in there and he was immersed in that Babylonian culture. The same thing is you're on the verge of being back there as you go back to school and you go back to work.
就如同但以理他在巴比伦要忍受那当地的文化，你到这世上你要忍受。
You're going into a kingdom that is foreign to the kingdom of God.
你进到一个国度是与耶稣基督的国度完全不同的。
A world that's adverse to Christians and Christianity.
这个世界乃是抵挡耶稣与基督教。
And there is a danger of being like Demas.
然后你就有一个危险，像迪马一样。
There is that danger. That's a real danger.
这个危险乃是真实的危险。
Or there's the goal.Of becoming like Mark.
或者你有一个目标，你要像马可一样。
Useful for ministry.
在传福音的事上，你是有益处的。
And I would say, look to the goal.
我要说，你要向着那个标杆。
You know, we can look at things and we can see the things before us and we can become afraid and we can run from it.
当我们看见了目标，有时候我们就觉得害怕。
Just like those ten of those spies that went into the land with Joshua and Caleb.
就好像约书亚他们被差派去窥探那地。
There are giants in the land.
在那里有巨人。
We just can't do this.
我们实在不能做。
Even though in your first imprisonment, you came back with those big grapes of Eshcol.
虽然第一次监牢对你来说还算好。
The giants far outweigh those grapes.
这些巨人已经被你打倒了。
Look to the goal.
但是你要向着那个标杆。
Look to the goal of being useful for God.
在这个目标乃是在传道的事上要有益处。
Put your eyes on Jesus and look to the goal.
将你的眼光转向耶稣，然后向着目标。
He is the way to it.
他是那个目标。
And remember, we're not talking about He is just looking at Him as we see Him in the Bible.
我们眼光看着他，并不是像说在圣经里面看见他一样。
But it's looking to Him whose life resides in you.
乃是向着他，因为他在你的生命里面。
His is the life that is able to endure that hardship that the world dishes out.
他是你的生命，使你在这世上能够忍受这些艰难。
And if you remember, one of the last things that Dana said is just to say, Lord, fill me with your spirit.
Dana 弟兄曾经说到，主啊，求你用你的灵来充满我。
Because it's the life of the Holy Spirit in you that's going to lead you all the way to the goal.
圣灵能够充满你，可以带领你一直往那目标前进。
That's truth.
那个就是真理。
Now let him shine light into that. As you walk step by step.
当你一步一步向前的时候，让他的光照着你。
Now, secondly,
第二，
in both of these places, each young man forsook Paul.
在这两个年轻的弟兄，他们服侍保罗。
Now, I want to talk to us that are older.
我要讲到我们自己的角色。
When I'm talking about older, I'm not talking about just my age and up.
我不是只是讲到这些年老的，像我年纪的人。
You guys that are become those young men that have found the, and remember, young men is generic, it's young women also, okay?
这些年轻人或者是年轻的姊妹也好。
But you guys who are starting to find out that you're knowing the truth and you're knowing you're being able to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil.
你们知道了真理，就能够胜过这些试探，胜过仇敌魔鬼。
Let us in God's hands be the instruments He uses to recover and bring back into service those that stumble.
让我们这些在神的手底下的器皿，能够将那些曾经失败的人带回来。
And let us be those that encourage those that are walking to continue walking.
让我们一同来鼓励那些与我们一同前进的人。
Now, you know, we don't know if Demas was recovered.
我们不知道迪马他后来有没有被恢复。
Because we have no more scripture on him.
因为在圣经上没有提到。
But remember, I compared him to Lot.
但是我将这两个人与罗德相比。
And you know, Lot was saved from the destruction of Sodom.
罗德他在索多玛被毁的时候已经被保存了。
Remember, Abraham interceded for Sodom.
这乃是亚伯拉罕为着索多玛代求。
And through that intercession, Lot was led out of the city.
借着亚伯拉罕的代求，罗德就离开了那个地方。
Abraham was his uncle.
亚伯拉罕是罗德的叔叔。
And isn't the term uncle that the Chinese culture uses for an older person, whether it be an older brother or an older sister, isn't that the term uncle?
在中文里面说到叔叔，是不是讲到那些比你稍微年长的那些弟兄呢？
And isn't auntie the one for an older sister or such? Isn't that what you use?
那阿姨是不是就是那些比你较为年长的姊妹呢？
It's much nicer than we just say that's an old guy.
对于我们这年长人这样的称呼是好的。
But what I want to say, may God raise up uncles and aunts among us.
愿我们的主也在我们当中兴起那些叔叔阿姨
uncles and aunts who will intercede for the Lord's interest in the younger ones.
叔叔和阿姨是要为着那些年轻的在主的面前代求。
That the purpose that he has for them will be fulfilled.
让主的旨意能够成就。
That they won't be stolen from it.
叫这些年轻人不至于被偷走。
That they won't be sidetracked from it.
他们不会在路上就离开。
But come into the usefulness that is meant for them to be in Christ.
让他们在主的事情上面是有益处的。
May God raise up among us, those like Peter.
也愿主在我们当中兴起像彼得的。
Who having known failure and denial in our own lives, have been recovered.
在他的生命当中曾经有失败，但是却能够被挽回。
And then may we, by grace and compassion that's been shown to us,
靠着主的恩典和他的怜悯，
lend ourselves to the Lord as vessels of mercy to strengthen the younger ones.
让我们能够成为那器皿，能够使年轻的能够起来。
Who, if they failed, they need to see Christ. As one who restores.
假如他们失败了，他们必须要能够看见曾经有人被挽回。
They need to see Christ as someone who can take the failure and nail it to the cross and set them on the path of service again.
他们能够看见主耶稣基督曾经为他们钉在十字架上面，他们能够继续向前。
And then may God raise up among us those like Barnabas.
也愿主在我们当中兴起像巴拿巴的。
Who will come alongside to encourage. And lead them back into service.
他在我们的身边能够来鼓励，叫我们回到服事上。
You know, we entrusted them to the Lord that He might reveal Himself and speak to them during this time of conference.
我们也求主在特会当中能够向年轻人说话。
And He's been faithful.
他实在是信实。
Now let us rise up to take the task of being involved in the work that's left to do.
也我们也能够一起起来，将这服事能够带起来。
May we also be those fellow workers.
我们也要成为那些同工。
Now, I also want to add this. Don't think that, you know, I'm just talking to the kids that went to the conference, because anyone who's young and has had the Lord come into their lives, I'm talking to you all.
任何人在他的心理上是年轻的，主都可以来使用。
You don't need a conference to be spoken to by the Lord.
你不需要有一个特会，然后主向你说话。
So I'm not ruling anybody out.
所以我没有把任何人都从当中挪去。
But you need to be faithful with the Lord is showing you.
当主向你显现的时候，你必须要对主信实。
So you can come into what He's called you to be.
所以你就能够来主如何来呼召你，能够成为他的器皿。
And us that are older, like I said, we need to also be those fellow workers in what's happened.
我们这些年长的也必须要像那些同工一样。
They're part of the congregation, right?
你们也是在聚会当中的一部分。
And we need to know them as part of the congregation, and as part of the congregation ourselves, be doing our part in encouraging them, whether it be through praying for them, encouraging them, Whatever it is, we need to be looking and say, Lord, how can I help the body?
我们也要向主来恳求，我们如何的来帮助这身体，鼓励那些曾经软弱的。
So I just want to bring this charge to you.
所以我把这个带到大家的面前。
Now let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, you say that your word will not come back to you void without doing what you purposed it to do.
父神，我们感谢您的话语不至于落空。
We say amen to this.
我们要说阿们。
We claim this for our young brothers and sisters.
我们要将这些年轻的弟兄姊妹挽回。
Let it be so.
让他们就这样被挽回。
You've showed them the truth.
你向他们显明你的真理。
Let them abide in the truth.
让他们住在真理里面。
Let that truth set them free.
让真理使他们自由。
Let that truth light their way.
让这真理能够带领他们一生。
Let that truth be the light of their life.
这些真理成为他们生命当中的光。
And in it let them serve you.
让他们带着他们来侍奉你。
To the saving of themselves and to others for your glory.
能够拯救你，能够拯救他们，拯救其他的人。
And don't let us stand idly by and be spectators.
叫我们不站在不是于站在旁边懒散。
Let us understand that you want us to labor with you.
让我们知道你愿意与我们与你一同劳苦。
And to do the part that you have for us in this hour.
在这样的世代当中一同来同工。
That we may be one with them, and they may be one with us in carrying the testimony.
我们与他们在一起，他们与我们在一起，来一同向前。
Don't leave them as orphans.
不要离弃他们。
They have none to care for them, Lord.
能够在主你安慰的手中。
Fill them with your spirit.
用你的灵来充满。
And give them mothers and fathers in you.
给他们有父母亲。
That will help them.
能够帮助他们。
That will encourage them.
能够鼓励他们。
That will pray for them.
能够为他们代求。
We ask this through the name of Jesus Christ.
我们如此恳求是靠主耶稣基督的名。
Who is our Lord and Savior.
主耶稣基督。
And who is above all principalities and powers. Amen.
靠着他的恩典慈悲，靠主耶稣的名。